BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Obama said the United States is considering supplying weapons to the Ukrainian government to help it defend itself against Russian-backed separatists in the east of the country. Mr. Obama was speaking after talks with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. Barbara Plett-Usher reports from Washington.
President Obama said he was awaiting the outcome of a peace initiative led by Angela Merkel. If it failed, he said, he would take steps to increase the cost of the conflict for Russia, including the possibility of sending weapons to help the Ukrainian army defend itself against the Russian-backed rebels. Ms. Merkel has made clear she fears this would lead to an escalation, but she said, whatever Mr. Obama decided, the transatlantic alliance would remain solid. Both accused Russia of violating Ukraine's borders and said they were committed to protecting the principle of territorial integrity, which was crucial, said the Chancellor, to preserving the European peaceful order.
The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram has increased its attacks in Cameroon and Niger, 2 days after Nigeria's neighbours agreed to set up a regional force to fight the group. Here's Will Ross.
There are reports from residents in northern Cameroon that 20 people were abducted as they were returning home from a market. They were taken from Koza village towards Nigeria's border. Another town, Kolofata, was also attacked. In southern Niger, Boko Haram fighters attacked a prison in Diffa, but were repelled. The town has been hit 3 times in recent days. Over the weekend, countries in the region pledged almost 9,000 troops to fight the jihadists. Boko Haram's leader, Abubakar Shekau, has appeared in a video in which he pledged to defeat the regional military force.
The electronics manufacturer Samsung has warned people not to discuss personal or sensitive information within earshot of its smart televisions. The company says the voice recognition software used by the TVs could listen to the conversations and share captured data with third parties. Privacy campaigners describe Samsung's advice as outrageous. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he believes a compromise will be reached in the coming days that will ensure Greece remains in the eurozone. His government is trying to get emergency funding. Here's our Europe correspondent, Chris Morris.
Speaking during a trip to Vienna, Mr. Tsipras said his government had no intention of breaking with its European partners.
The history of the European Union is one of disagreement and conflict, followed by a mutually beneficial compromise. This is what I believe will happen in this case too.
But time is of the essence. Mr. Tsipras wants what he calls a bridging agreement, temporary financing while a new way of working is agreed. If he doesn't get one, the government will soon run out of money.
World News from the BBC. Italian officials say at least 29 migrants have died of hypothermia while trying to cross the Mediterranean. They were among more than 100 people who were picked up by the Italian Coast Guard on Sunday. The migrants were found in an inflatable raft south of the island of Lampedusa in extreme weather conditions, with temperatures barely above freezing and waves as high as 8 metres. Alabama has become the latest American state to go ahead with same-sex marriages after the U.S. Supreme Court confirmed last month's ruling that Alabama's ban on such weddings is unconstitutional. There are now 13 U.S. states left where same-sex marriage is not legal. A top division Brazilian football club, Sport Recife, has decided to try something new to curb violence in the stadium. It's training the mothers of some of its supporters to work as stewards during matches. Our Brazil correspondent, Wira Davis, has the story.
Ahead of last weekend's local derby game between Sport Club and Nautico, the home side came up with a novel idea. Among the security staff at the Pernambuco Arena were several new signings, all smartly kitted out in bright yellow bibs, emblazoned with the words, Security Mums. You'd have to seriously think twice about turning up to the stadium to fight when your own mother's there trying to keep the peace, said one Sport Club official. The mums, who'd been given the same training as other security staff, seemed to have done the trick. Not only did the home team win the game 1-0, but there wasn't a single arrest for hooliganism or violent behaviour.
Police in Ivory Coast say a million people were on the streets of the commercial capital Abidjan to welcome home the national football team after its victory in the Africa Cup of Nations. It's the first time since 1992 that Ivory Coast has won the most prestigious prize in African sport. BBC News.